Welcome to the Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast. Hey!
You hiding this morning?
Yes. You know what? I had a good week.
You did?
I had a good week. Did you have a good week?
You went to work?
Barely. That's probably why I had a good week, because I wasn't at work that much. One, we had a lot of power outages. I can't get my mic
from
right.
The storm.
Yeah. And then I took a little day trip, you know, took advantage of the situation.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah.
Was that a sick day or a leave day? How you do that?
It was a,
I'm working from home.
It was
home,
a paid
but not
day.
Really? Okay.
That's all that matters.
Okay. That's all right. Mm-hmm. I wish I could do that.
You can.
No, I can't.
No, you can't.
I promise I can. I am an essential employee. Yeah.
You know, I am too.
So let me tell you.
Y'all
essential.
But not like y'all.
All right, with that bag rattling. Take it out of there. So when y'all say y'all essential, I get it. We still gotta work. But the nuss got to be in the place to be. See, y'all can be essential and work from home and do stuff from home. Mm-hmm. But when you got to travel out
in the grit
of the lion's mouth.
Yeah. Are you considered a first responder?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
So when I had to go out in the storm, and this one I'ma tell you, I knew I was really essential. Because we was mandated to come to work. I bought a hydroplane 4 or 5 times on the way to work, and I wasn't speeding. And then there is a stop sign by our dental clinic. Y'all, the stop sign was whirling like, what's the little movie with the girl with the red shoes?
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. Remember how the shit was flying around in the tornado?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how the stop sign.
Really?
I said, this motherfucker about to catapult out the ground as I'm turning into work. Mm-hmm. I said, I should not be here in weather conditions that got stop signs looking like they about to come out the ground.
But yet, who's going to take care of the people?
Yet I'm here. That's not my goddamn problem. Who going to take care of me if something happened to me? And I want all y'all to know, if you are an essential employee that you have to be somewhere, if you die on the way to and from that essential job, that is workman's comp. You can file that.
How you going to file if you about dead?
Your family can file it for you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Because if I have to leave, that's just like if I'm a police officer, but they say, hey, policing don't stop just because we're having, you know, a natural disaster and you got to be there. That's workman's comp.
Now, is this workman's comp from your perspective, or this is what they consider workman's comp?
I looked it up.
Okay. I mean, no, I'm just
because you
just
know
asking.
I looked it up because I wanted to have my facts together in the event something happened to me. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good information,
like,
though.
But
I wouldn't even think of
right,
that.
Right, but that's something people need to know. Like, I mean, even when you're talking to, because we talk
well,
through
is
text.
It for salary employees or is it for hourly employees? Because it makes a difference.
I don't know.
Really?
I'm a salaried employee. So.
Because if you had not been on the clock yet.
Gotcha.
But you were mandated to come to work. You're mandated to come at your regularly scheduled time.
Mm-hmm. Because of the storm.
Because of the storm.
So you took a chance coming because you took
right.
a chance to go.
When,
okay,
when,
I got it.
When it's actually a natural disaster going on. Yeah. So I should not be out just like all the rest of the normal people of the world should not be out. Yet, I mandated to be at this job. Remember, I text y'all and told y'all we had no lights.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, we still had to see patients. And I didn't understand that, but, I mean, we saw them. Eventually, the lights came back on through
so
generator.
So, I know you used to work at the prison.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was a catastrophic, some type of system going on in out there in the land, in the sea. And if I'm not mistaken, if there's a situation y'all had to stay at work.
Yep. Yep. If you had no, so how it worked in the prison, if you couldn't drive, someone would come and get you. Yeah. How about that? So you were mandated to still come to work. But hold on. How about all of the entrances are operated by electricity? So let's just say you're mandated to be there and there are no lights. Guess what? Ain't no locks either. So just depending on if you're on a level one security to a level three security, you don't think that's a little...
That's very risky.
Okay, then.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I couldn't. I just couldn't work at no prison. I don't know how y'all do it.
But don't they do that for the hospitals, too? Like, they will come and get you all?
Yeah.
I think where you work now, they'll still come and pick you up.
Well, now we don't have the transportation like that. But, yeah, so that's why they make you come. That's why you're mandated to come.
Do you get paid extra?
No. We got no hazard pay.
Nope. No.
I don't think that's fair. They should have at least given you all hazard pay.
Yeah, it's not right. But when you are an employee, because you know all the people who do all the mandating and telling you where you need to be at.
Oh, they home.
They home. They in the bed. Yeah. All the people who make the rules to
the
game.
They send a message from their phone.
Who tell you how to perform your job functions, but they don't know how to do them. Them people at home. Those are people who come when they feel like it. So I encourage everyone today, if you don't like the shit going on at your job, if you don't like having to come out in hurricanes and natural disasters, if you just don't like how things are run according to the standards of operation, I encourage you. Fulfill your dreams. Do what you need to do to become self-employed. I mean, because now it can't be just for the insurance, because you can go buy insurance. It can't just be for the retirement, because you can go and set up your own retirement funds. So at this point, I feel like these are the times that tell you I need to take control of my life. If I don't want to be an employee, then I need to start, you know, navigating and do the steps that it takes to in order to not have someone dictate to me my whereabouts when I can take time off.
That is interesting.
Because don't it piss you off? Now, they know everybody like to take off around the summertime, go on trips and shit with they. Mm-hmm. So then they tell you, put your leave in and see if it's going to get approved. And if too many of y'all want to take off around Labor Day, 4th of July, guess what? Somebody ain't going to get approved for the time off because I already got 2-3 other people. Ma'am, you can approve it or not. I ain't going to be here.
What to say? PTOs, prepare the others.
That's right. Prepare the others.
Because I'm not going to
Because I'm going to tell you who ain't going to be here. And it's just a given. Around the holidays, when we look on our little schedule, we know who the fuck ain't coming. We know who gonna call out the Friday before. We know who gonna call out the Monday after.
Mm-hmm.
We just know what it is. But when you are the captain of your own ship, you ain't gotta do that.
You can make your own schedule.
Yeah. Mm. So.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I tend not to be mad at employers because I know y'all the pimps and we the hoes. It is what it is. They don't care. You think about it. The pimp going to send you out to a John.
That's true.
Right? And this man could try to kill you or whatever. But what is their main concern? You better bring me that money back.
Yeah.
Their concern ain't really your safety. I mean, they care a little bit. But their main concern is the money.
Operations
or the product, right?
Operations gotta still go move forward,
right? Understand. That's why when I see the little stories up online about how people, women are gold diggers, and you shouldn't just be dating a man for money, and you'll sell your soul to do anything for money. Well, y'all hoeing every day. Y'all home for the employer.
Just in a different way.
Right. It's just a different way. Mm-hmm. y'all ain't having sex, but y'all coming to work. Y'all doing whatever
that man. Some of them might be.
What might be?
Don't put
you doing past. Everything that man tell you to do, how he tell you to do it. Mm-hmm. And then if you don't do it right or how he say, he going to write you up. Then he going to put you on probation.
Gonna chastise
and he him. One more time, bitch. You step out of line one more time.
See, you know what? The
and
way
now you scared.
It's so crazy because you know what? I ain't never looked at it that way.
See?
Where your mind be taking you?
One more time.
To you reality.
Got, you got one more time to fuck up. And I'm going to get a new top, bitch, and you going to get back on the streets. And you scared. You're like, I can't believe John wrote me out for so. Why?
You know, especially when you look at him like, you now, you know.
Exactly. And what now be killing know. Me is when I be getting my performance review on my job, and I know my supervisor can't do my job, I be like, girl, you better get the fuck out my face. You come do it then. And you know, they got this little tier that they measure you on, the 10, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I always get dinged on, what is it, team player.
Really?
I do, because I'm not a team. I'm me.
No, but.
Well, there's a me and team. So you got to.
No, right. You just got to put your strengths inside that team to make it better.
There's also an AM in team. I am.
But it's
I
not
am
an
the, I am.
It's not an I.
Let me tell you something.
You can't. My
next to the supervisor told me that I'm the MVP. All right.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm shocked when you say you get dinged on being a team player. Because usually, you whatever strength that you have that's great, you know, it helps the team mm-hmm. be a good one.
I'm a solutions-focused numbers girl.
Right.
I get my patients in. I provide quality service. Like, I do everything I'm supposed to do. But then when it comes to team, that means I have to interact with these people.
Maybe you need to be the team leader.
Who don't perform to my level. And then you want me to play nice with them? No. Because I'm going to walk down the hallway and say, you screening patients today or you in here drinking coffee? What's going on?
Because you're
I don't see
work.
The productivity. Right. But see, that's called not being a good team player. Because now I'm
How?
Talking shit.
When you, oh, so because you talking
right.
trash.
So it's a way about, you know, maybe my... How would you
Your
say?
Presentation.
Yeah, how I come at people. I mean, I ain't mean to all of them. Because, you know, some of my homegirls, you know, I'm friendly with my friends. But the ones at work I don't like, I'm like, so what so-and-so doing down there? She screening patients today? What's up? Or I know y'all ain't talking about me coming in late. And I'll be honest, I know my shortcomings. I'm late to work every motherfucking day. Most times. Out of a 30-day time
but
span.
But you work hard.
Right. Right.
When you get there, you get to go.
But when I get there, I outperform because I know I got it at motherfucker 10 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to outperform every single day, and that's what you should do. But don't be the one to get there late, always leave early, and then
late
be
and
counterproductive or, you know, be the weakest link. You wrong all the way across the board.
But, you know, those are the ones that don't ever have anyone ever say anything to.
Never. Never.
They never find fault in those
Exactly.
people.
But I'm the one. So that's why I'm not a good team player.
She's a good team player.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me this right here.
What's up?
I recently went to a concert. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, who is someone that you would like to see in concert? That you've never seen or would like to see again.
Oh, my gosh.
Or that you would like to see again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, one of them dead, so we can't see him.
Who is that?
I never got to see Michael Jackson in concert.
No.
He's one of my favorite people. Okay. Well, when I go to heaven, I'll be able to
see him in the heavenly choir.
That heaven concert going to be hell, boy. What? I'm going to have a good time.
He died right before his tour started, right?
Yep. This is it. And that's what he called it, remember?
Yep.
Was that supposed
Michael
to be his
Jackson,
last
this is it.
Tour? And that's why he named it This Is It? Or
I can't remember
maybe,
now.
Maybe he knew he had a premonition of what was going to happen.
You
and
think
this is
about it.
That was.
Who is yours? Are you finished, Yoshi? You finish your list,
Michael.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, Sade. I would love to see Sade in concert.
I heard she might be coming out with an album.
I hope so.
That's. I think I read it.
I will be at that concert. But yeah, I'm done.
For me, I don't know because I'm not a starstruck person. For one, and there's probably like not one person I would like really want to see. But I think once I get into the atmosphere, it changes my attitude.
Right.
Because I don't know why I'm like this with every concert. It doesn't do anything to me. And then when I get there, I'm so hyped. Like, I'm never hyped before I get there.
And then when they give you the show, you be like,
is that it?
Like,
And then what if they don't sing the song, like, your favorite song? What if they don't sing your favorite song? Then you're going to be mad.
Right, because I was hot. I was hot when Joe and Maxwell came to our city last year. And Joe did not sing Your Love, My Love. I was done.
Why?
That's my song.
I wonder why they don't sing the top songs.
Is yours. Yeah.
I got to hear that later.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about.
That's my song by him. But I was hot. I said,
I think that
that's
was one of popular songs.
My song by Joe is Tonight, and he ain't going to never sing that song. But that's like one of his best songs.
I want to say maybe he did, Yoshi.
Tonight?
I think so.
Really? And that's not his a popular song.
I had to hear. For some reason, I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, he always want to sing.
I put a string of pearls right in your hand. Because that's his song. That's his signature song. Black sand. Yeah, that's his song right there.
Right.
That's it.
But that's just like Anthony Hamilton. My favorite song by Anthony Hamilton is not one of his more popular songs.
Right.
So I don't expect for him to, like, I'm a side B girl. I always like the songs that kind of slip through the cracks or nobody really, you know, listen to the whole album. So a lot of times they don't sing my song. I'm going to see Usher October 22nd. I'm almost for certain he ain't going to sing my favorite song.
What is it?
So I'm not Mars versus Venus.
Oh, I love
it's
that.
It's one of my favorite songs by Usher.
Yeah.
But they always just kind of, I'm a tip.
Usher puts on a good show. I seen him years ago.
Yes, like, I saw him when he came to Columbia years ago. Yeah. And baby, that was the show of a lifetime.
See, I guess because I'm not really a fan of his. That's why I just, you know, I think he's a great artist, but I'm not a real big fan of Usher.
I want to say Usher came probably 2008, 2009.
Yeah, that's what
Yeah.
That was a really good show.
Yeah. But I just,
I don't know.
I don't care to see, I don't want to see him like that.
Really?
Like, I did. My mom went to see Usher.
Not pay the
and Chris Brown.
Like,
but,
yeah.
I would like to see Chris Brown.
I'm tired of these damn clips.
Hell yes.
I would like to see Chris Brown, but
I think Chris Brown would be the closest as I would get to a Michael Jackson concert. Because
probably.
I would be there totally for, and I'm going to tell you what I was looking at the other day. So, you know, in your catalog of playlists on your, in my title, I have Janet Jackson's Control album. And so I pulled it up, just matter of factly. I said, you know, this goddamn album had all the bangers on it. The Control.
Oh, yeah.
The Control
was a good
album.
Yeah.
First concert I went to by myself, I think I might have been 10 years old, was the 1814 concert at the Carolina Coliseum, Janet Jackson.
Oh.
Baby, I was done for. I was 10 years old. I had my little poster in my hand.
I ain't gonna tell you my first
up like
concert.
A little girl, and I watched that lady.
Who your first
R. Kelly.
It was Robert.
And that's
really?
What that was wrong
it
with
it. It was R. Kelly, Heavy D. This is when after his dancer, passed away, Trouble T. Roy. Yeah, he did not have any music. He didn't do any tours. And that was his first tour after his dancer. And Warren G and the Twins.
But then you had to have been older then.
I was 16. That was my first concert.
Just imagine being 10 years old at the concert of a lifetime. Janet Jackson, and Janet Jackson will to this day always be one of my favorite performers because she gives you a show.
She does, yeah.
She gives you a show. I think Chris Brown is one of those people who's going to give you a show. Usher, just not going to sing. He's going to give you a show.
It's a production.
A production, yeah. Yes. But you know what my dream concert would be?
What?
I'm so fool. Y'all know I used to like 90s booty bass shit.
Okay.
Baby, if y'all put goddamn Poison Clan.
Oh, yes. Lord.
Goddamn Kilo Ali.
Yep.
Who else has
Raheem the Dream.
Baby, I'ma be up in that motherfucker shaking.
Did Shadi do Shake It?
Yes.
Come on, shake
I'ma
it.
Be, they need say. To put all the 90s booty bass.
And what's the ones that you sing?
Pre-game with some
Ben Gay. She something something.
A knee patch.
Who is that?
I don't know. That's
Michael.
No.
It was the two boys. I mean, two guys. I see them, but I can't think of their names.
We gonna figure it out later.
Cadillac Brown.
Okay.
Cadillac Brown. I can't think of the names. I'll get it.
They need all them the all stars. Of the booty bass, but see, you cannot leave out Poison Clan and Kilo Ali and Raheem the Dream.
Mm-mm.
Them three gotta be there,
and of course, and Luke,
you can't leave out Luke. You can't leave out Luke.
You
but we might have to play the Luke songs in the intermission.
Yeah.
We might
you
have
can't
to play
leave out Luke
because we wouldn't even be able to pay Luke ass. But if they could get all of them together, I promise you, that would be, and that need to be an outdoor concert.
Right.
Yes.
In the summertime.
Yes. Oh, God.
And we need to have 90s hairstyles when we go. Yes. And we need to wear Daisy Dukes and Reebok Classics.
Uh-huh.
And I'm we need a shirt. And we need shirts with spray paints.
Yep.
With our names
go,
spray painted
on. Go to the mall and get that spray painted shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I think we need to find some money and put that concert on.
Our childhood was lit.
It was.
It was lit. These kids have no idea about spray painted shirts.
No
matching outfits.
Just like
even the hairstyle got to match.
Just like who is they new addition? Who they new addition?
Who this generation?
Era. They don't have a new addition.
They don't have boy bands or girl bands like that.
I guess it would be that the Korean or the Chinese kids. I can't think of their names
K-pop.
Right now.
The,
yeah.
K-pop.
Maybe that is them. I don't know.
Look at me looking at you.
I know, but I mean, that's the only boy band I can think of right now.
You don't have boy bands and girl groups now.
I mean, because remember, we had New Edition, we had Troop,
Force MDs.
Force MDs.
Everybody.
Like, they don't have what we had. No. I think that's why they so weird.
Well.
Goddamn weird. Weirdos.
We had a lit childhood.
Yes, we did.
Look at us calling them weird. They different.
They are
different. But even like how do they make videos anymore?
Not often.
Remember
but
when they
do.
Had a video and like a whole dance scene in a video and like you live to kind of be home so you could watch that video. They don't have that anymore. So
do they even have like MTV, not MTV, but like TRL or some type of
it's not like how we used to do it.
Engineer, what's your baby? Your baby 10, right? Okay. What he do? What he like? Like, I don't even, because I haven't had a little kid.
Well, he's 11. 11. He listened to almost anything. Like, to be honest, like he's.
I know, but if he's not playing sports. Like what do a 10 and 11 year olds do
now? They listen to what's out there. Like they listen to Kodak Black and all them people.
The rappers
and whoever saying whatever they saying.
But that's what I'm saying. They don't have like videos and stuff like we had back in the day where like
they got YouTube mostly. Like and the kids live on YouTube.
Yeah, they do.
Like YouTube and TikTok.
So they still got music videos.
Yeah, but I think the popularity of the song nowadays, what I'm seeing, and I could be wrong, but what I've observed is the popularity of the song goes with whatever the TikTok trend is. So if they go when they go on TikTok, whatever the video that whatever challenge or dance or whatever it is everybody's doing at the moment,
that's their favorite song.
That's that song, because it, imagine you scrolling on TikTok and that song is playing on every video you scroll to.
Right.
It kind of deals with it, kind of makes the popularity of the song. But like I said, my son, Amir's a little bit different. I would not different than other kids, because I'm pretty sure other kids do as well. My daughter, that's I know, Niara likes K-pop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Niara, I know K-pop is like
Niara and Braylon love K-pop. Like that's their jam.
They have mm-hmm. C-pop and K-pop.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So
don't ask me what the difference. I don't know.
So and then Amir has kind of, like I said, he has a diversified musical palette, because like if I'm in the house and I'm like cooking or whatever and I got the Afro beats going,
he seemed like singing. He would be an old soul.
Yeah, he's singing that the jazz music on, he'll sing that, you know what I'm
does
saying.
Does he go outside reggae. And play, or he's not a
Who, Amir? Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. No, Edison's the more I'm gonna get out the house and go. Amir might sit in the house and read
a book or something,
or he'll do something else. But like, it's only because I think he a little bougie. Like, he don't want to play outside because we don't have, like, a concrete court. You don't have a concrete court out back. It's a lot of dirt and grass. So he ain't about to do that. But if we go to the gym, all day.
Neighborhood friends. You know, it's just, yeah, I mean, it's just different.
They do have neighborhood, but I
don't even see kids in my neighborhood unless it's late at night when they come out.
Kids don't really go outside like that. Their version of outside is if they have a sports team or like, what do you call it, rec or little league or something like that.
No, I think their social, what's the word I'm looking for? Their social interaction is from the video games and being able to link and talk with, like, they'll play like Roblox with their friends and what's the other game?
I think they do all of them like that, but I know Roblox is the one they really communicate.
There's another one, man. I'm talking, Jesus Lord, what is it?
Not Sims.
It's the shoot 'em up, kill 'em up one. It's one where they drop them in, like they fall in the jungle or whatever, and then they gotta kind of take over the island or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they'll be. What is the? It's probably one of the most famous video games right now.
I don't understand.
Well, we used to get dropped off at the recreation center
or the Boys and Girls Club.
Those places don't really. They don't really exist anymore. Like,
and it feels like
we don't go. That's why it doesn't exist.
And here it is. Like on a Saturday, why aren't you open? I don't understand that.
No, because you've pretty much priced your way out.
True.
Before the Boys and Girls Club, I don't know how much my grandma paid, but she paid for me, my brother, and my sister to go to the Boys and Girls Club in Midtown Manhattan on 34th Street. I know that couldn't be cheap.
It wasn't cheap.
But it wasn't as expensive.
Right.
Because now I heard it's going like maybe $50, $60 a week now.
No, it's like 100 and some change.
The Boys and Girls
a week
Club?
Now?
Especially when you go during the summer.
Yeah. In the summer it's like almost $200 a week.
No, I'm telling you, because I had to put, they had the Boys and Girls, the YMCA came to my son's school when they were at the elementary school down the street from my house, and since I was a teacher, I only paid $35 a week.
That's awesome.
When I wasn't a teacher, and this is just for them to be in the after school program, it was $99 per.
You are absolutely correct. That's why when you said the Y, my eyes got big.
Now the Boys and Girls Club is like $12. A week or $15. It's something in that $20 range.
It used to.
At the center down the street.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine the demographic of children your child's going to be around if the fee is $20 a week.
Well, and this is the thing, too, with the Y. They don't even provide lunch. So you also have to provide lunch for that summer program, which you are paying almost like $200 a week.
And if they're going on a trip, you got to pay for the trip.
You got to pay for that for the trip. And if you do specialized programs within the Y, you have to pay additional for that.
Shout out to my childhood, because we went to the Y for free. We had USC had summer camp at USC
NYSP,
and that was free. Mm-hmm. They fed us, and they bused us back to our homes.
Yep, sure did.
And I'm gonna tell you, if you didn't go to USC summer camp, you missed out.
NYSP,
because that's how you met everybody.
Yep, that's how it was.
But that's the thing. I think we just can't afford it. Mm-mm. Everything is more expensive, and so the kids can't afford. But not only that, like I always look at the parents. Parents aren't outside.
Mm-mm. So even getting dropped off to the rec to play ball, they charge you for that?
Yes. Well, at the rec, if you come in, if you're a member,
right.
You everything is a fee.
It's a fee, yeah. Yeah.
You got to be a member of the yes. Richland County Recreation.
Well, for their after school program, if I'm not mistaken, you do have to pay. But now just to come in for free rec,
no.
I think you can go and you play can. Free rec. But
for
I think
a couple of hours. It's
yeah, just
time.
For a couple of hours.
No, you can't.
You can't no
you
more?
No, you no. used to be. You can't. You got to pay a fee. At Let's say wow. Let's say you wanted to go hoop. Let's say you wanted to go play basketball. That's what a lot of kids want to do. They want to go play basketball.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
If they don't have, like, they'll have
a little tag.
Mm-hmm. If they don't have that tag, meaning that their parents didn't come and become members of the rec,
mm-hmm.
they can't just walk in off the street mm-hmm. and just walk into the rec and just play basketball. Because to them, quote unquote, it's a safety issue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you just got a bunch of people just walking in off the street going into the rec. Right now, because with the now you got to pay security to be there. Most rec departments have a gate that you got to kind of get buzzed into to go into it. I know the one on Polo Road. I don't think they do.
I know St. Andrews doesn't. St. Andrews nor the one in Blythewood.
But you have to think about it too. How am I able to sustain the recreation center if I just allow everybody to come in and not pay anything? So the rec center has to make money.
Right.
Somehow or another. So that's
but they used to
I guess
free
what
play.
I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought. Because
no,
I thought
play.
They had
no.
allowed it hours for free rec.
No,
just like maybe two
to
or
pay
three
like
hours.
A $5 fee. No, but here's the thing. Okay, so if you live in Richland County.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say your parents have to go sign up. They have to bring the address and all of that mm-hmm. stuff, right? And you're zoned for that particular. Let's say you're zoned for Polo Road.
Mm-hmm.
All right, your parents still have to pay a fee that you may not see as a kid, but they still have to pay a fee. And then when you go, you say my name is or whatever, and then they type in whatever.
If you think about it, it's in your taxes too.
Yes.
You pay a county fee to the county.
Yes.
So when you bring that, so now as a member of county. That area
mm-hmm.
with my address, I might only pay for the month. I might pay $20. Mm. I might maybe 10, and my kid can go for free. And anytime I want to go, I want to use the exercise bike, or I want to go in there. I can go for this $20 a month. But if like you know, it used to be. It didn't matter where you were from. Like, you could go, like, if I lived in downtown Columbia and I wanted to go play at Pinehurst Park, you know what I'm saying? I could go to Pinehurst and I didn't have to worry about paying no fee. I just walk in the door. Mm-hmm. And you might have to sign in, but you sign in and then you walk in and you hoop and or you went down to Forest Drive mm-hmm. 1 or you went out to the one out on Harperson Road.
Because that's what happened in our era. We would, on Sunday... At the person that I was dating at the time, they would go and play basketball. We would just go in there and do watch them play.
You just walk in, but now it's not that. And I just think everything after COVID really ramped it up. But even before that, like the demand for kids to go, like imagine before you had a bunch of kids going, so it was beneficial for parents to pay. It was beneficial for parents to pay because kids would actually be interactive and going.
But even before there was even like rec like that, because in South Carolina, it's different when it's in New York and you feel like you want to kind of contain kids on the inside a little bit more. But here down south, where are the bike riders? Where are the kids playing outside? Where are the kids walking to their friends' houses?
Well, because kids...
We don't have any more candy ladies no more. We don't have the lick-ups, the candy store.
But
we
think
don't
about
have
it.
Like, we don't have that anymore.
Well, because the safety is an issue now.
Right. And everybody...
Because everybody's
safety
being...
Was always
safety was
an issue. You don't
was
think
always,
it was no child molesters?
No, I'm not saying that, but I think...
But we're the parents now and the grandparents, and we're more...
That we didn't even realize.
But at that time, everybody was still, you know, we had rose-colored glasses on. But now we're the grandparents and the parents. So now we took the blinders off. It was like we got to look at everybody as
suspect. I don't even think it's that. I think it's more when we were growing up. I know for me on the block in Brooklyn, right, there was nothing for somebody's mom or grandmother or uncle to be like, hey, hey man, you don't need to be down here, man. Your grandma right. was looking for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, your grandma looking for you, man. You need to get your ass in the house.
Right.
Like, that was nothing. And I think that in our time, and even before us, coming up, I think it stopped with us. People were not minding their business. People were like, right. hey, look, no, I seen him go over here.
Right.
I seen her do this. Yeah, nope, your mama don't let you do that. Come on over here. So right. there was more... Things were happening.
The village was raising.
The village was. See, so now we've gotten to this point. We're with parents. There's somebody that I follow on social media. Their child goes to my school. Anytime their child texts them or calls them and says, hey, this teacher did this or hey, this and that. Oh, y'all know I'm headed up there now. Why?
Yeah, because it's like now. You don't talk. You don't put your hands on my kid.
Exactly.
You don't say nothing to my kid.
Mind your business. You know what I'm saying? So now we're like literally the people that are parents now are in the mind your business age. That's why they can't trust their kid to go down the street or ride the bike around the corner or whatever, because somebody going to snatch their ass up. And when you ask around, everybody going to be like, oh, I didn't see nothing. I ain't see the little boy on the bike.
And so I don't know if y'all remember, maybe about a month or two ago, we talked about community.
Mm-hmm.
And I stated that what we're missing is community because we have isolated ourselves mm-hmm. from everybody so much until we feel like we don't need anybody. But in actuality, we need community. We need that community back. We do.
Mm-hmm.
We need that community back. We need those people that's going to tell you, you know, hey, I saw little Dave down the street doing this, and the parent and everybody spanked little Dave, and little Dave knew when he got home he was going to get a spanking and get in trouble too. But now it's more of, don't talk about my child, don't say anything to my child. My child doesn't do this or doesn't do that. You can't, you know, or you can't tell me what to do and how to raise my child.
Oh, that's the big one.
So I definitely wouldn't spank little Dave, but I would be like, little David, you know your little ass ain't supposed to be out here over here in these other people yard doing X, Y, and Z. And I'm going to go. And I'm going right. to go down to Cheryl's house
right.
when she get home at right. 5 o'clock. And I'm going to tell her what you was doing.
Right.
But now we don't know the children in our neighborhood. We don't know their names.
Right.
We don't know the mamas. Mm-hmm. We don't know where that house is. But back in the day, we knew who everybody's child was, who the mama was, round about what time they got home. And we still kind of need to know that in the event, this something mama happened. Ain't home yet at 5 o'clock. That way we could say, Lil David, your mama ain't home yet. Come on inside with us because mm-hmm. it's getting dark. And you can eat over here. And when I see your mother's car, you can mm-hmm. go back home.
Yes.
That's a community.
Yeah, that's community.
That's what I remember growing up.
Right.
I remember my mom's car broke down.
Mm-hmm.
I was home. I just got out of school. And I'm a latchkey kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I go home. And I'm expecting my mom to be home within 2 hours of me coming home.
Right.
My mom's car had broke down.
And wasn't no cell phone.
We didn't have cell phones. She didn't have any money for a pay phone. My mom didn't get home to about 8:30, 9 o'clock that night. My neighbor, because they know
right.
when you're in and out, told me, come over here. Don't stay in the house by yourself. Your mom isn't here. If she know, everybody else in the neighborhood know.
Right.
We live in an apartment building. And so I stayed and I was so worried because I thought I lost my mom that day because mm-hmm. I hadn't heard from her in hours, mm-hmm. 5 hours. And so my mom finally come home and I just remember crying because I'm like, don't leave me.
Right.
But the fact that my mom neighbors came and got me out the house
because right.
they didn't see her car in the yard. Where your mom isn't here? No, you need to come over here and let me feed you.
Yeah.
Let me just sit right here. Like, she had already made me a little pallet on the chair.
You got your
chair.
Homework done? You want to do your homework?
Just in case my mom didn't come, she had me like a little somewhere to sleep.
Even go to the extent of, hey, baby, I know we don't know where your mama at, but do you know one of your auntie's phone numbers?
Yep.
Do you know your grandmother's phone number?
Yep.
Maybe you can call and see what happened. Like, they used to have this little thing on the back of the backpack where they had the child name on it, the address sometime. And I know you can't do that now. But just put
in the kid's name. I just put in my son's
just
jacket.
Just put the kid's name and an emergency contact in there.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. But, I mean, nowadays, hell, five-year-olds have damn cell phones.
You know mm-hmm. what? That's funny you said that because we were latchkey, my mom used to put, like,
my aunt's phone number and address. I think she had two of my aunts and one of my uncles. Just in case something ever happened, mm-hmm. I have contacts. I know mm-hmm. where I'm going. Mm-hmm. And it stayed pinned inside my book sack.
Right. But mm-hmm. nowadays, you ask a kid nowadays, shit, sometimes I don't remember my phone number. I have to be like, let me think about it for a minute. Mm-hmm. But you ask a kid, I don't know, it's in my phone. I don't know the number, it's in my phone. Think about it. Because all you got to do now is type in mom or mm-hmm. or pull up or the say picture.
Mom, call mom.
So technically, yeah. these kids really don't know phone numbers anymore.
Hey, listen, 718-941-5870. That was my grandmother's phone number for as long as I could remember. And anytime anything happened or if I was anywhere, I knew I could dial that number.
And somebody's going to pick up the phone.
And my grandma.
Because it was a house phone.
It was a house phone. Somebody been going to pick it up. 86 East 31st Street. I knew exactly how to get home. And I think that we are not equipping. Technology has allowed us to not equip our kids.
Right.
Properly with the tools that they need to survive if something were to happen.
But that goes back to when we were talking about the after school stuff. Your mama always told you too. Don't talk to strangers. You see anything crazy?
Don't trust a man in a van.
Yeah, don't walk up and somebody asking directions and this that. Keep going. Don't keep, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You
know what I'm saying? So they don't even have the same survival skills and how to protect themselves because we're sheltering them to the point where they don't have to know.
Well, you know what's crazy? It's funny you use the word shelter because in all actuality, we're not sheltering them as much as we think we are.
You don't think so?
No, them kids have access to everything.
I think we needed shelter when we were just, like you said, the rose glasses.
They have access to everything. Sheltering is where I think the word shelter means I'm cut off from the outside world. Everything in the outside world, I'm not affected by those things. But if sheltering them, I think we're handicapping them, I think is a better word to use.
Yeah, that too. Definitely.
I think that's a better word for us to use rather than sheltering, because sheltering would be like taking their phone because mm-hmm. you can't get to YouTube, because no matter how much you put a child lock on it, videos are still getting through. They're not even going around it. People are putting videos under child stuff.
My daughter is just sick. She took her phone and her tablet. They using the school Google. She wasn't supposed to be talking to one of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's using her tablet.
Google Messenger.
Yep. Yeah, on the school tablet, mm-hmm. communicating with her friends.
Yep.
But supposed to be doing homework.
Yep. They got a whole group chat.
You can't take the tablet from them because that's school property.
Yep.
And they got to do homework.
And they need it. They yep. got to do yes. homework.
These kids got a whole group chat going, and you're not lying, Vaughn, because we had an incident occur at the school, and it happened in the Google chat.
Yep. She thought she was punishing her daughter, and joke was on her.
But hold on. When we got the phone taken away from us, we always figured out ways around it, too.
I mean, some of us had like sneaky, additional phones.
Sneaky. Yeah.
Yeah, and plug it in.
I didn't have a cell phone until like
no,
college.
Remember?
No, we had just regular phone. We talk about landline.
So I got the ingenious idea. You remember the phone? I mm-hmm. had a phone. It was a clear phone.
Yep.
And it lit up when it rang.
Yeah.
Wrong. So if I was on restriction, I would put the phone up and turn the ringer off every day. And so mm-hmm. when I came home, just to know my friends were calling, I would turn the ringer off and just watch for the phone to light up.
Yeah. That way I knew. You had one of those phones.
Yeah. That way mm-hmm. I knew my friends were calling. So this nigga thinks she taking the phone from me. Mm-hmm. No, ma'am.
You turned the ringer off.
Yeah.
So, come on. Kids been sneaky since.
Yes, because me and my cousin, she could not talk to boys on the phone. Oh, man. When three-way was introduced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I would call my cousin because mm-hmm. her mama let her talk to me.
Right.
And then I go on three-way to call her boyfriend.
And then mm-hmm. you get off the phone.
Yeah, and I put the phone down. Like, I just sit it down. And but then I pick it up every now and
but
then.
But then what happened when you want to talk to your friends? You got the line tied up.
I was doing it for her.
Yep.
What they used to call it back in the day, the party line. Because you could mm-hmm. get about three or four people on the phone.
And, we had ways of sneaking around.
But that's the problem. You don't want kids to one thing that, and I know we got to wrap up this show in a minute, but my grandmother told me something so profound when I was younger, and I wish I had taken more heed to it. She said, if someone really genuinely loves and cares about you, they're not going to ask you to do something that's going to get you in trouble. And that is something that has stuck with me to this day. Because just depending on what I'm going through in life, like, nobody is going to tell me to do something that's going to be detrimental to me if they really genuinely care about me. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that I wish I would have listened a little more. I wish I would have, you know, spent a little more time with wiser people rather than people who had no value.
Right.
So in hindsight, I always tell my daughter, hey, spend more time with your grandmother. We don't know how many more days and whatever she got left. Get all that wisdom. Soak in all that wisdom before she's not here anymore.
It just takes us off when they feel like they got all the answers.
Right. Yeah. Oh, these motherfuckers know everything.
Everything.
They smart now. Smart as
they smart. And don't get me wrong. They are smart in their own right. Mm-hmm. But they're not wise.
No.
Right.
It's a difference between wisdom and just book smarts.
Mm-hmm. And then tell.
And let me tell you something. If I'm dying in the hospital, or you know what I'm saying, or I'm in a chaotic situation, I would rather have wisdom before I have book smarts. Because book smarts only going to get you so far.
Yeah, but wisdom is that intuition that is going to give you, it's going to feed, it's that fuel that's going to give you the path, the direction or whatever. Yeah.
Prime example. I saw a video of two young men leaving a house, right? It was a car right here stopped, but two young men leaving the house. Mm-hmm. So they're leaving, walking across the street. Next thing you know, the guy on the driver in the passenger side hop out the car. Car still running and on. Hop out the car. The trunk flies up. They go, and both of them try to take captive the two men walking, two boys walking or whatever. So, you know, they're fighting them off in their own little, you know, way. However, the one that's walking with the guy, he's a thinker. So he allows the other guy to get away from him and to take on the other little boy to have the both of them to put him in the trunk. Meanwhile, he flees and goes and get in the driver's side of the car. So as they're popping the trunk and putting the little boy in, when they slam the trunk, that's when the one he's with drives off in the car so they get away. Think about it now. Had he not been the thinker, he would have never thought to get in the driver's side. He knew kind of, okay, so they're trying to put us in the trunk. So let the two of them try to wrestle him into the trunk. I get in the driver's side and I get us away. So now the kidnapper's standing outside with no car. And they done drove off.
That was smart. That was smart thinking. Quick thinking.
Smart thinking. Quick thinking. We need kids to think quick like that. You see what I'm saying? Because most kids would panic and be like,
trying to fight the two people, you know, to get their friend back.
Right. They would be trying to fight them off individually. But he thought quick. Like, let me just tussle away, because it was a jacket, and he kind of let him take him off of that, and then that's when he got to the other little boy and he got away. So I just thought that was just so amazing. It really was. But you got to be watchful of that, because number one, why am I walking out? I'm instantly, as a little girl from Bronx, New York, I'm like, what's this car doing out here? Like, immediately, that's what I'm going to be thinking. What the hell is this car doing out here? And the minute I see two people flying out and a trunk pop up, hell no.
Yeah. You got to be aware of your surroundings. Exactly. But that goes back to a long episode we did a couple years ago when we said you come together as a pack, you leave as a pack.
Yeah. Right.
You go to the bathroom as a pack. No one is separated.
Mm-mm.
No one.
And why these little white girls love to be running downtown by themselves 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning and late at night?
You mean like jogging running?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a bunch of people.
You 5'1", 130 pounds, and you want to go out in some little baby shorts and exercise? in the nighttime, where all these goddamn murderers and crooks at?
I mean, it's a lot of runners that do that. It's a lot of them.
But why by yourself?
Because they don't think they're by themselves because it's other runners there.
Community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just.
It don't take but a split second in the alley.
Which is true.
A split second in the alley. And I'm just, I'm not doing that. And even when I walk, like, I know people gonna think I'm crazy, but I got a machete in my car that I keep in there at all times. Y'all know who Master Splinter is. Mm-hmm. And now I got me a little blue baseball bat that I walk with.
Somebody told me to be careful at not Riverfront. Which one is by Casey or...
I don't know the one, but I know what you're talking about. Over there in West Columbia.
Someone told me it doesn't matter what time of the day. Just be careful because they have a lot of activity over there. Right. And I was like, even during the daytime, it's like,
They say even at the other one, too.
But see, I don't play no games. Because when I'm walking and I'm like with the bat, I'm literally doing arm exercises with this baseball bat. I want you to know I'm quick with it. I will bust your whole ass up. You try me. Well, however it go, we gonna tussle. I want you to know I ain't the 5'2", 125-pound.
It ain't gonna be easy.
Look, Amy Sue, who downtown, who gonna let you just take advantage of her. By the time we done, baby, by the time we finish tussling,
you gonna rethink
that abduction. Because you gonna be like, goddamn, that bitch strong.
Like, I don't know if I wanna be in this profession.
Right.
Anymore.
But, and then I'm well lit. Most of the time when I walk, I'm in the Summit. People walking up and down that parkway. It's too many cars. It's too many. And I'm not ducking off down those side streets. I mean, y'all got to come on and think about safety. This ain't just kids. This real life. They sex trafficking old hoes too.
Yeah.
Think they just want the 20-year-olds.
I'm like, babe, my hip. Hold on. My shoulder, wait a minute. Hold on, you grabbed me too hard. This shoulder hurt.
They don't give a damn.
And I'm serious. They be like, man, she crippled.
Well, we done got all off the. We done talked about 3-4 different things.
The name of the group is Young and the Restless, and they had the song B Girls. That's who I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So they need to be on the tour, too.
They need to be on the tour, too.
They need to be on the tour, too.
Okay. So I hope we find a promoter listening to this segment today who would decide to make this little 90s pop that coochie tour. I don't know what we gonna call it. We gonna call it.
We know some promoters. Let's see if they can get it together.
Booty bounce. We gonna call it booty bounce, pop that coochie, 90s South Florida music. I don't know.
And
but
then our kids will be like, we need it. Listen to that mess.
Yes. Because guess what?
But they're
but
doing
guess what?
It
they're
now.
Listening to it now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Twerking ain't nothing but.
And all the 90s styles coming back and everything. Yeah. So
look at the hairstyles.
I think Prince really started to twerk.
Kiss with that little yellow outfit on his butt.
I think it's before that. I think it was.
He sure did.
When he was much younger than that.
I remember I Would Die For You. He turned around and said,
he did.
Now, speaking of, because I never answered your question, Vaughn, it would definitely be Prince. Me and Yoshi were supposed to go to see him, and then two weeks later, he died.
Yeah.
Yep. We was going to Atlanta to see him, and 2 weeks later, he was gone.
Okay.
It would definitely be Prince. Of course, Mike Jack, Luther Vandross. And old Nippy. I would have gone to see Nippy. But the ones that I see, I didn't never see Nippy. I didn't see her.
I saw Prince when he came with Mint Condition.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
They came to Colonial Life Arena.
They sure did.
And Mint Condition mics
were broke. They sure did.
The whole concert.
And I've seen Mint Condition probably about, not Mint Condition, but Mint Condition. And I've seen Stokely about 4 times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Stokely is my man.
Yeah.
So
I'm hoping
I
they bring
him.
It back together. I just hope they come with a reunion
they were
tour.
They were an actual super group. But that goes back into super groups.
Right.
We don't have those anymore.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
So.
Nope.
Mm. Yeah,
I wonder why. Is it not popular?
Because people don't know
I
how to fucking
it's
get along.
Ego. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody want to be
fucking Dave,
everybody
want to
be David Ruffin and Junior Walker.
You need me.
David Ruffin and Temptation. Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Stop it.
You remember when David Ruffin walked up to that door at Motown and cussed them niggas out? Boy, that's like an iconic
moment.
Y'all
can't fire me.
Okay.
David,
you know what? Leon need to get his flowers because that Joker.
They didn't do him right when it came to that role. He played that shit to a T.
He should have got every award imaginable.
He was good, too.
Oh, he still looked good.
Yeah.
Leon still looks
good. They had a little thing of celebrities over 50, and he was one of them. Ooh, that yes. just really...
Don't
you know,
they look good?
Have taken really maybe, great care of themselves.
Maybe we'll pause that and talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll talk
in
about that on the next show. Mm-hmm. But right,
celebrities over
but,
50.
Yeah, yeah, over 40s and 50s, they look good.
Take us out.
Okay. Well, everyone, thank you for joining today's show. We appreciate you listening. Never miss an episode on our website at thevarynecessarypodcast.com. You can also catch us on social media under the Very Necessary. Oh, the Very Necessary Podcast. And that's it. Susie?
Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
Peace.
Bye.